Joe San. I'm glad you guys came here from, especially during the rain.
很高興大家在場，尤其是今日落雨。
This morning I'm going to start the sermon in a very unique way.
今日我是用一個特別的方法開始今日的講道。
Because I'm going to reference the last verse.
因為我是會講到最後嗰一節。
The last verse says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart be encouraged." You let your heart take courage and wait for the Lord.
你要等候耶和華，你的心要堅強勇敢，你要等候耶和華。
When we look at this psalm, we see a building trust that comes to the end.
在這個詩篇裡面，是最後的一節，是慢慢由頭開始有一些醞釀對神的信心，最後一節就是等候耶和華。
So the emphasis is to wait for the Lord.
那個重點就是去等候耶和華，等候神。
And you notice that it's not just once that it's mentioned in this last verse, but twice.
在這一節裡面，不單止是講過一次，而且是兩次。
You don't find this normally in Scripture.
在聖經裡面通常很難找到。
You don't find a phrase that begins the passage that also ends the passage.
一句一節裡面是開頭和結尾這樣一樣的句式。
And you may ask, why was this repeated? This phrase, wait for the Lord, repeated.
那我們就要問，為什麼要等候耶和華這一句是重複了兩次了？
You can make the case that maybe it's us, that we need to understand this. It takes a while for us.
可能是為到我們的緣故，我們要明白這一句真的要一段時間才能夠真正明白。
And that may be true, but also, when this passage was read in the assemblies, people would read it back to each other.
而且或者是當在聚會的時候，當群眾去讀的時候，大家是彼此對讀。
In other words, when it was read in the assembly, people would have already been stood up, and they would face each other. One side would say, "Wait for the Lord," and the other side would say, "Wait for the Lord."
在聚會的時候，大家已經起立，然後一邊的人就對另一邊講要等候耶和華，然後另一邊對住講你要等候耶和華。Brothers
and sisters, we do need to wait for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我哋要等候耶和華。Now
the topic of waiting can be fun, like going on anticipating a big trip or vacation.
等候呢個題目係有時係令人興奮嘅，因為有時係度假或者係去旅遊。
On the other hand, waiting can not be so fun sometimes when we have to wait for a medical test to come back.
有時候等候不是那麼興奮，因為譬如是等候化驗結果。
Or waiting for someone who never shows up.
或者是等候一個人，但是他沒有出現。
Waiting can be frustrating.
等候有時是令人沮喪。
For many of us who've had children, we've been waiting all our lives.
有兒女的都知道是因為我們一生都是在等候。
We waited so long for them to be born.
我們等候他的出世。
We wait for them to grow up.
等候他成長。
We wait for them to graduate.
等候他們畢業。
Get a job.
找到工。
Go on with life.
去一路繼續的去過生活。
We wait as parents a lot.
我們作為父母真的很多的等待。
And sometimes it could be frustrating.
有時候是真的會氣餒。
Sometimes when we ask our children to do a particular chore, sometimes we have to wait.
有時候我們叫我們的子女去做一些家務，我們都要等。
Why?
為什麼呀?
Because not all the time they do it right away.
因為他們通常不是立刻做。
And sometimes we get anxious as parents while we wait.
有時在我們等候的時候，我們作為父母，我們就會覺得很焦慮，很焦躁。
As a church, we've been waiting.
作為教會，我哋都係喺度等待緊。We've
been waiting for a long time for a Cantonese pastor.
我哋等待一個粵語部嘅牧者好耐。We've
been waiting for a long time for a shepherd who would preach and teach in our heart language.
我哋等待緊一個牧者係可以係講我哋嘅母語，講佢哋心嘅語言嘅。And
sometimes it is difficult to wait.
有時係等待真係好困難。Sometimes
it seems discouraging as we continue to wait.
有時都係感到好氣餒，因為我哋繼續要等。
That's why I think this psalm is important for us to understand.
因此我认为这个诗篇 是对我们来说要明白是很重要。
This psalm gives us practical insights as we wait for the Lord.
这个诗篇让到我们在等待耶和华的时候，给到我们有对等待的实际的见解。
This psalm is not just why we wait, but how we should wait and what comes from while we're waiting.
这个诗篇不单只是说为什么要等待，而且是我们可以如何去等待。
This psalm gives us perspective in all of our waitings.
给我们去在不同的范畴里面等待的时候，给到一些见解我们。
We don't have to experience frustration while we're waiting, especially if we consider Psalm 27.
当我们在用诗篇27篇给我们的见解的时候，等待并不一定要气馁。
From this psalm, I want to give you 3 points.
由这个诗篇我给到大家三个重点。
The first one is we can wait for the Lord by trusting Him in challenging situations.
第一点是我们可以在困难中信靠神，这样去等候神。
Wait for the Lord, especially as we trust Him in challenging situations.
在困难中去信靠神，这样去等候耶和华。
So in verse 1, it seems David's very confident.
在第一节那里，大卫好像很有信心这样。
He's confident in God because He calls Him His light. He calls Him His stronghold.
他称呼耶和华为他的亮光，他的拯救。他
He calls Him His salvation because God has delivered Him time and time again.
他的避难所，因为神是不断不断的去拯救他，一次一次这样拯救他。
The way He expresses is a confirmation and a confidence in who God is.
他的等候是显示了他的心态，就是神是真的确信他是一个保障。
David has known God and has grown and has seen God do these very things.
是大卫不断地去认识神，经历神。
In the next verse, David kind of describes his fighting experiences.
但是跟着下来的节就是讲到他打仗的经历。
He encountered the encroachment of the wicked and actual attacks from the enemies, yet David remained confident in the Lord.
他受到恶人的侵害、敌人的攻击，但是大卫仍然对耶和华有信心。
David remained confident in the Lord that His light would shine.
他仍然深信耶和华的光仍然会照亮。
David remained confident that the Lord will still deliver him.
相信耶和华会搭救他。
Now think about this.
我们这样去想。
It's one thing to trust God in peaceful time. It's another thing to trust God in very turbulent times.
在平安无事的日子信靠神是一件事，在有患难、有上上落落、不安定的情况下信靠神是另一回事。
In this psalm, David is trusting God both in peaceful times and turbulent times.
在这个诗篇里面，大卫是在一个不改变的世代，或者是平安的时代，都是信靠神。
So as he waits, He's actively trusting God.
当他等待的时候，他是积极地去信靠神。
Notice there's a colorful expression in verse 2 that says, to eat up my flesh.
第二节那里有一个有视觉效果的一个修辞，讲到吃我肉。
The emphasis here is his enemies are likened to like wild animals who seek to devour whoever's in their way.
这里强调那些敌人作恶的人，比喻为野兽这样，去吃掉所有阻挡他们的人。
And so David is speaking from actual experience. He knows what these guys do.
大卫是讲到他自己的经历，他知道这些敌人会怎样做。
But he's more confident in what God does.
但是他对神所做的是更加有信心。
Because in the second part of verse 2, he says,My adversaries and my foes, it is they who stumble and fall.
因为在第二节的后半段那里看到，他说，我这些敌人和仇敌都半跌倒下。
The evildoers make mistakes.
那些作恶的人就是行差踏错。
Costly mistakes.
是让到他们是有很大的代价要付。
And they will fall in the end.
他们最后会半跌倒下。
There's another psalm that reminds us, Psalm 1 reminds us that the righteous will be standing in the end.
另一个的诗篇，诗篇第一篇就是让我们记得到义人会是最后站立得住。
And it helps us to put things in perspective because the faithful must learn to base their confidence in God and His deliverance.
帮助我们有正确的眼光去看事情，我们将信靠神的人将我们的信心建基于神那一道。
God is actively working, actively delivering, and in the end, everything's going to be settled.
是神是主动的去作工，主动的去搭救，最后所有事情都会得到解决。
So when we think about waiting in general and waiting for the Lord, we can wait for the Lord by trusting Him in challenging situations.
当我们讲到等待的时候，等待耶和华的时候，我们在困难中信靠神，这样去等候耶和华。
I want to point out that when it comes to waiting, it's not a passive activity. It's an active, living activity.
我想指出等候不是一个被动的过程，而是一个积极的、主动的过程。
What I'm saying is, you're not doing anything. You are actively trusting, actively seeking God.
我们不是一些事都不做，而是主动的、积极的这样去寻求神。
And so the psalmist challenges us all that we need to, while we wait, we need to trust God in challenging situations.
这篇诗篇的诗人是 去挑战我们，去在困难的时间就去主动的、积极的去寻求神、信靠神，这样去等候神。
So whatever the situation is, we need to trust in the Lord.
无论情况如何，我们仍然要信靠神。
And so sometimes we do need to ask ourselves that question.
所以我们有时要问我们自己这个问题。
How do we do in challenging situations?
我们在困难的时候，我们是如何呢？
What's our normal response in challenging situations?
在困难的时候，我们通常的反应是怎样？
Some of us might be anxious, some of us might be panic.
有时候我们会焦虑，我们会不知所措。
But the psalmist is telling us that we need to trust. Trust in the Lord in challenging situations.
但是诗人告诉我们要信靠，要在困难的时候信靠神。
And as we trust, we'll experience more of God's peace.
当我们 去信靠神的时候，我们就能够经历神给我们的平安。
The second thing that we could be encouraged by is that we could wait for the Lord by seeking to worship Him.
第二点就是我们可以透过去寻求神，去敬拜神，去这样去等候耶和华。
In verse 4, I want to draw your attention to a very beautiful passage.
第四节有一个很美丽的节。
The passage says, One thing that I have asked of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
第四节那里讲到，有一件事我求过耶和华，我还要寻求，就是在我一生所有的日子里，都住在耶和华的殿中，仰望耶和华的荣美，在他的殿里求问。
So let's remember where David was. He was in some sense on the run.
我们是要记得大卫写这篇诗篇的背景，他当时是被敌人追赶。
So David was far away from where he would normally worship the Lord.
大卫是很远离他通常去敬拜神的地方。
I should qualify that, so he was far away from where there was a place for him to worship the Lord.
是应该是说他是很远离那个应该是敬拜耶和华的地方。
And he longed to be in that place to worship the Lord.
他很恳切的想回到去那个地方那里去敬拜耶和华。
But notice in the midst of him being on the road, him being away, what does he reflect on?
但是就算他在不在家乡，在路途中间，他是怎么，是思想什么呢？
It came down to one thing.
他是最后是想到一样的事。
The one thing that he missed.
他最挂念的事。
The one thing that he longed for.
他最想念的事。
It wasn't that he longed for desserts and a big feast.
不是去吃甜品或者一个大餐。
It wasn't that he longed for seeing people.
不是看到他熟悉的人。
But the one thing that came top on his list was he longed for God.
他首先的就是去渴望耶和华。
The most thing that he wanted to do was simply to be in the house of the Lord, to be in God's presence.
他渴望在耶和华的殿中，他渴望在耶和华的同在那里。
What he wanted most was simply to worship the Lord, to pour out his love and his adoration at his feet.
佢最渴望嘅就係去敬拜耶和華，喺佢嘅腳前去將佢嘅心聲去吐出。
Even far away in challenging situations, David longed to be in the presence of God.
就算係遠離家鄉，係佢喺一個困難嘅時間，大衛都係好急不及待嘅要翻到耶和華當中。
We should recognize the sanctuary was a place of worship.
我哋知道聖所係公開敬拜嘅地方。
But the faithful the carry out such actions inspire so much more.
但敬虔嘅人就係忠心咁樣去敬拜神嘅人，佢哋所追求嘅係更多。
What do they aspire?
佢哋追求啲乜嘢呢？
What do they want?
佢哋想要啲咩呢？
It says specifically that to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
就係瞻仰耶和華嘅榮美。
The word gaze means to behold, to really take it in.
就係去睇。去欣賞，
it gives the emphasis of admiration, commendation.
佢係去讚賞，去讚歎。
It's like soaking in a beautiful sunset that you see.
好似係睇緊日落咁樣。
You just want to stop time. You just want to just be there in that moment.
你想時間停頓喺嗰一點嗰度，繼續去欣賞落去。
And this is the emphasis as far as gazing upon the beauty of the Lord.
这个就是仰望耶和华的荣美。
You just want to be there and stay there.
你想是停留在那里，你想在那一度同在。
Well, we have to remember Joshua back in the day.
约书亚在当时。
Joshua, when Moses would go in the presence of the Lord in the tent, what did Joshua wanted to do?
摩西在帳幕那裡是與神相會的時候，約書亞想怎樣
呢？ It says Joshua just wanted to be there and stay there.
約書亞想在那裡，留在那裡。
So what he would do, he couldn't go into the tent, only Moses went into the tent, but he would come right to the door of the tent.
只有摩西可以入帳幕裡面，約書亞不可以，但是他就在那個帳幕的側邊。
He wanted to be as close as he could be.
他想盡可能接近神。
And he wanted to stay there.
他想留在那裡。
That's how much he aspired to behold the beauty of the Lord.
他就是這樣何等地渴望去仰望神的榮美。
So here in our context of scripture, David valued the most was simply to behold the beauty of the Lord.
在這一篇的經文裡面，大衛就是很想去讚美，去欣賞、讚歎、瞻仰神。
God was both the object as well as the affection of his faith.
神是大卫的信心的敬拜和爱的对象。
Perhaps we need to kind of pause for a moment.
我们或者要停一停去细心想一想。
Sometimes we have to ask ourselves the question, why do we go to church?
我们有时要问我们自己，我们为什么要来教会？
Especially in a rainy day like this.
尤其落雨天，好似今日咁。
Why do we go to church every particular Sunday?
点解我哋每个礼拜日都嚟到教会当中
？Maybe we go for the singing.
或者系去唱歌。
Maybe we go to hear the message.
或者去听到。
Maybe we go to simply see friends or to fellowship with others.
或者去见翻啲熟人，同埋同其他人有团契时间。
But what should come?Top to our list.
但是我们最重要的那个原因是应该是什么呢？
I just want to spend time with God.
我只想去同神花时间。
I just want to spend time worshiping, honoring Him, and giving thanks to the Lord.
我想去感谢、去瞻仰、去赞美神。
Because as we understand in Scripture, as we also experience in life, that God is good.
当我们去经历神，当我们去看圣经的时候，我们知道神是美善。
And that is why we could drag ourselves out of bed and come here because we want to give thanks. We want to honor God.
因此我们就能够去落床来到教会当中，我们想去表达我们的对神的感谢，我们想去表达我们对神的欣赏。
We want to worship Him because He has delivered us.
我们敬拜祂，因为祂搭救了我们。
He has delivered us from our sins.
祂将我们从罪中去拯救出来。
Personal faith through the grace of God fuels our passion to come into the house of the Lord.
我们个人对神的 嘅敬拜係真係為到係我哋對神嘅欣賞讚歎而出嘅敬拜。
Let me point out there's a difference between devotions and duty.
我可以指出係有分別，出於責任同埋出於委身嘅敬拜。
When it comes to duty, it's I have to do this.
如果出於責任嘅話，就係、是、啊，我要咁樣樣去做。
But when it comes to devotion, it's I love to do this. I enjoy doing this.
但係出於委身嘅話，就係、是、我好渴望咁樣做，我愛咁樣去做。
There's a difference, isn't there?
係當中係咪有分別係咪？
When it's duty, it's like, okay, I have to do it.
出於責任就係、是、啊，好啦，我做啦。
It's like another thing that we have to check off.
係一個係工作任務入邊要做嘅其中一個事項。
But when it comes to devotion, it's like, I enjoy doing this. It doesn't matter how much time it takes. I want to be here.
但出於委身嘅就係好願意、好樂意、好渴望嘅嚟到去做。
When it comes to devotion, it reflects our personal trust in the Lord.
出於委身嘅敬拜係去回想到我哋個人對主嘅信靠。
Devotion understands and embraces Jesus Christ and his finished work on the cross.
係出於委身嘅敬拜係明白並且擁抱耶穌基督同埋佢喺十字架上面所完成嘅工作。
It understands in terms of the beauty of God's love.
係明白神嘅愛嘅美麗。
Scripture tells us, while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
聖經告訴我們，當我們還作罪人的時候，基督就為我們而死。
And that's how God has demonstrated his love towards us. And while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us.
這就是神怎樣通過基督去將他的愛表現給我們看。當我們還作罪人的時候，基督就為我們而死。
The invitation is always open to behold the beauty of Christ.
呢个邀请系俾大家嘅所有人嘅，去瞻仰耶和华嘅荣美。
Behold the beauty of Christ, who He is, what He has done for us.
去欣赏基督嘅美，亦都系谂到佢为到我哋所作嘅系一件何等大嘅事。
And we can do so by turning from our sins and trusting in the Savior.
我哋可以去从最终回转，去信靠耶稣基督咁样去接受呢一个邀请。
There is a book entitled "When People Are Big, God Is Small."
有一本书，佢嗰个嘅书名叫做《亲爱的便把上帝缩小了》。
And if you think about it, sometimes we think about this.
我哋思想呢个书名。
Sometimes when people are big, or they seem perception of being big, then God is small.
有时候我哋谂到人嘅睇法，或者系其他人嘅时候，大嘅时候，神就变咗细啦。
When we try to please people more than God, it seems like people become more important than God.
当我哋去尝试讨好人更多过讨好神嘅时候，咁神就好似喺我哋心入边变咗缩细咗。
But here in this passage, it tells us the opposite.
但系呢篇嘅诗篇就告诉我哋相反。
It tells us that we need to gaze and behold the beauty of the Lord.
我哋要仰望耶和华嘅荣美。
Waiting for the Lord is not a passive activity; it's an active activity.
等候耶和华唔系消极嘅，而系主动积极嘅。
When we gaze upon the Lord, when we behold His beauty, nothing else matters.
当我哋仰望耶和华荣美嘅时候，其他嘢都不再重要。
Isn't it true when we really worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, nothing else matters?
当我哋系用心灵诚实敬拜神嘅时候，专心嘅时候，我哋其他嘅事情都显得好细。
We may have our concerns.
我哋或者有焦虑嘅事。
We may have our issues.
我哋有嘅问题未解决。
We all know that we all have problems.
我哋知道我哋大家生命中都有好多嘅困难。
But when we sit at the feet of Jesus and pour out our love and adoration, nothing seems to matter.
但系我哋喺耶稣脚前将我哋嘅赞美去倾倒出嚟嘅时候，其他嘅事情都变得好细。
And it is then that we are drawn to spend more time beholding the beauty of the Lord.
当我哋咁做嘅时候，我哋就更加愿意渴望嚟到神嘅面前。
Brothers and sisters, I just want to ask you a question.
弟兄姊妹，我想问大家一个问题。
How are you doing sitting at the feet of Jesus?
喺耶稣脚前，大家系如何呢？
Are you more anxious, or are you simply enjoying worshiping the Lord?
系更加焦虑呢，定系去享受去敬拜赞美神呢？
When you enjoy worshiping the Lord, nothing else seems to matter.
当我们享受去敬拜耶和华的时候，其他事情都显得不咁重要。
Brothers and sisters, I certainly hope coming today and any given Sunday that you will enjoy worshiping the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，希望鼓励大家每一个主日来到的时候，都是去享受敬拜耶和华。
There's another point that I want to mention here from our text.
从这个经文，我们又有另外一个重点。
The third point tells us we can wait upon the Lord by asking Him, that is in prayer.
我们可以透过求问神，去这样去等候耶和华。
And that last verse in 4 tells us that David inquired in his temple. In other words, he sought in prayer in the temple.
大卫是去在他的殿中求问耶和华。
You may ask, what did he inquire of? What did he seek the Lord for?
大卫祈求什么呢？是他寻求神是为了什么呢？
We could assume from the text that he definitely asked for protection and deliverance.
当然在背景我们知道去寻求神的保护呢。
But the text also mentions some things that are very, very helpful for us, what he inquired of.
但经文里面也提到另外一件事是对我们很有帮助。
Turn your attention to verse 11.
我们去看十一节。
What does David ask?
大卫是寻求问紧啲乜嘢？
He has to be taught. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Lead me on a level path because of my enemies.
他是求神将你的道路指示我，引导我走平坦的路途，因为我仇敌的缘故。
He knows he's in a challenging situation, and he knows he needs to be taught.
他知道他自己在一个困难当中，他知道他自己要受教。
God, teach me your ways.
神啊，求你指教你的道给我看。
In verse 12, he asked for perseverance and protection.
第十二节就是去寻求神的保护。
He asked protection against those evildoers, those who are doing violence.
因为有很多那些恶人。
He even asked in terms of seeking to see the goodness of God.
他去想见得到耶和华所赐的福。
And notice his confidence as verse 13 comes about. He says, I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
在第十三节见到大卫的信心，我向来坚信，我将在活人之地见到耶和华所赐的福。
So in the midst of this seeking out, he understood the goodness of God.
在祈求当中，他明白神的美善。
I want to turn your attention also to verses 9 and 10.
我们也都看第九和第十节。
It's very unique. First, David saying that, I seek your face.
是很特别的，因为之前他正讲到我你们当寻求我的面，你的面我正要寻求。
In other words, David's asking, he's inquiring.
大卫去寻求，去祈求。
And then in the next verse, he said, I don't want you to hide not your face from me.
但在下一节就讲到，求你不要向我掩藏你的面。
So what is happening here?
是发生了什么事呢？
What does it mean for God to hide his face?
神掩面的时候是什么意思呢？
For God to hide his faith stems from either a righteous anger at some unconfessed sin.
神要掩面应该是由于人有未承认的罪而让神产生义怒。
Reality kind of sets in.
现实摆在眼前。
The person who has a proper conscience would agree that yes, God has every right to cast him away, to forsake him.
有良知的人都知道，神是绝对有权去丢掉或者是离弃人。
But God, in His grace and mercy, has another story for us.
但是神按着祂的恩典和怜悯，是有给我们另外一个出路。
That's why David, the psalmist, cries out that God is his salvation.
诗人大卫就是讲到神的救恩。
Let me ask you, have you ever called out on God to save you?
有没有去呼求神去救你呢？
Not just save you from situations, but save you from sin.
不是单止是从环境中救你出来，而是从罪中救你出来。
To save you from the power and the penalty of sin.
从罪的权势和刑罚里救出来。
Here in the Psalms, we understand that God is worthy of our trust to be forgiving, to be gracious, to be good and merciful to us.
这篇诗篇我们看得到耶和华是值得信赖，有宽恕、恩典、怜悯、有良善。
In verse 10, it says, God is even more reliable, more gracious, more trusting than even our parents.
第十节甚至提到 係耶和華係更加美善，更加係可靠，甚至比自己嘅父母更加可靠，更加有恩典。
And that is why we could wait upon the Lord in seeking Him.
因此，我哋可以透過求問神去等候耶和華。
We could ask things of Him.
我哋去求問神。
We could confess our sins to Him.
去向佢認罪。
Knowing that He will respond.
知道神會回應。
Not according to our will, but His will.
不是按着我们的意思，而是按着神的意思。
And sometimes understanding His will, we need to wait.
有时要明白耶和华的旨意，我们要去等候。
Now it comes down to a conclusion of the last verse.
而最后就来到最后一节。
Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
你要等候耶和华，你的心要坚强勇敢，你要等候耶和华。
Again, the uniqueness of this verse, you have two, one at the beginning, one at the end, in terms of wait for the Lord, wait for the Lord.
这一节是很特别的，要等候耶和华开头，要等候耶和华结束。
In the middle of these exhortations, it says to be strong and let your heart take courage.
在这节的劝勉里面，中间就是讲到你的心要坚强勇敢。
So we have this sandwich effect, and the emphasis is for us to be strong and let our hearts be to take courage.
呢度好似一个三文治咁，夹住中间嘅重点系你的心要坚强勇敢。
You see, this is what happens when we wait for the Lord.
呢个就系我哋当我哋去等候神嘅时候发生嘅事。
As we wait for the Lord, you will be better from it.
当我哋等候嘅时候，我哋就会变得更加好。
You will be stronger from it.
你会变得更加勇敢。
You will be more courageous because you have waited for the Lord.
你会变得更加勇敢，正因为你等候耶和华。
You will be more confident because you waited for the Lord.
你会变得更加有信心，正因为等候耶和华。
You will just not learn it, but you will learn how to lead others to wait for the Lord.
你唔单止会喺当中学习到，而且会带领其他肢体喺等候呢件事情上面带领住。
You and I will be a testimony to the Lord because we waited for Him.
你同我会成为主嘅见证，因为我哋将来我哋系会等我哋等候神。
David is telling us to wait for the Lord and to wait for the Lord again.
大卫系提到你要等候耶和华，你要等候耶和华。
Be strong and let your heart take courage.
你的心要坚强勇敢。
You will benefit from the end.
最后会得益。
Maybe we have to ask ourselves, what are we waiting for the Lord these days?
或者我哋要问自己，近来我哋为着什么事情去等候神？
And not just ask, what are we waiting for, but how are we waiting for the Lord?
唔单止系为住咩事情，而且系点样去等候神？
May I remind you, throughout scriptures, God's people waited.
系，其实喺圣经入边各处好多嘅神嘅子民都系等候当中。
We think about Abraham, up in age already. Remember, God promised that he would become a father of a great nation.
谂到亚伯拉罕，佢年纪老迈嘅时候，神去应许佢会成为一个大国之父。
It didn't happen the next day. It didn't happen the next year.
佢冇喺之后嗰日、之后嗰年发生。
Actually, it took 24 years for it to happen.
然后24年之后先发生。
Remember, God told Israel that they would be a nation, an independent one.
佢記得神去告訴以色列係將會成為大國，係一個獨立嘅國家。
It took 400 years.
係用咗400年嘅時間。
God told Moses to lead the people to the promised land.
神去告訴摩西去將佢嘅子民去帶到去應許之地。
How long did it take?
係用咗幾耐？
40 years.
40年。
40 years they wandered and waited.
40年嘅漂流同埋等候。
Of course, the great promise of the Messiah had been given.
当然系有弥赛亚嚟嘅呢个大嘅应许。
Year after year, decade after decade.
好多年，好多个世纪。
Century after century, generation after generation.
一代又一代。
And just when God seemed silent,
正当神系好似系沉默嘅时候
，The Savior came.
救主就嚟到。
And the ones who recognized him was the ones who waited in faith.
而認得出救主嘅就係嗰啲係憑信心等候嘅。
The Gospel of Luke records one Simeon who waited a lifetime to see the consolation of Israel.
路加福音記載到西面呢一個人，佢等候一生等候去等候以色列嘅安慰者。
And as Simeon was faithful to come into the temple to worship and pray to the Lord, there was that one day.
西面是很忠心地去来到圣殿当中敬拜神, 就是等候过一日。
There was that one day where Mary and Joseph walked with the baby into the temple, and Simeon said, Lord, now you could dismiss your servant in peace.
西面等候过一日, 就是约瑟和玛利亚来到圣殿当中带着耶稣婴孩。 西面就讲, 主啊, 如今可以照你的话, 释放仆人安然去世。
Brothers and sisters, God is worth the wait.
弟兄姊妹, 神是值得我们去等待。
Friends, what are you waiting for the Lord for?
朋友们啊, 我们今天是为到什么而等候耶和华呢?
May I encourage you from God's word, it'll be worth it.
从圣经中, 我们得到的鼓励是, 是值得的。
You'll be stronger, better, more trusting in the Lord for it.
因为这个等候而我们会在主里更好、更坚固、更加信靠神。
But as we wait, we need to continue to ask ourselves the questions.
我们当继续等候的时候, 我们要继续问一个问题。
Will our worship be sweeter?
我们的敬拜会不会更加的甜美?
Can we still say, not just God is good, but is God good all the time?
我们是不是不单止讲到神是美善的, 而是神常常都是美善的?
Indeed, God is good. All the time.
确实神是常常都是美善。
Waiting for the Lord will never disappoint.
等候耶和华永不致失望。
And so, brothers and sisters, wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord.
弟兄姊妹, 你要等候耶和华, 你的心要坚强勇敢, 你要等候耶和华。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord God Almighty, Father,
天父全能的父,
it is a privilege for us to wait for you.
我们来到等候耶和华是一个特权。
Lord, we do need to admit that we do have our concerns.
我们是承认我们有我们的顾虑。
We have our wants, we have our desires.
我们有我们想要的事情, 我们渴求的事情。
And there are times that we have placed it upon your feet.
我们将那件事情放在你的脚前。
We've expressed our concerns to you.
我们将我们所忧虑的事情放在你脚前，
sometimes in tears，
有时是带泪地放在你脚前。
And so, Father, sometimes we are so discouraged，
因此， 我们有时都会很气馁。
But Lord, help us to reflect upon your goodness，
但是求神你帮助我们去思想你的美善。
Help us to reflect upon the beauty of this Psalms，
去思想这篇诗篇的美。
Like the most important thing is to simply to behold your beauty.
最重要的就是去瞻仰你的荣美。
To worship you for who you are.
去为着你是哪一个的缘故而去敬拜你。
And the great things that you have already done for us.
而为到你所已经做了成就的大功。
And so we thank you that you have sent your son to die on the cross for our sins.
我们感谢你赐下你的爱子在十字架上为我们的罪缘故而死。
We thank you. Not only do we have a present joy, but we have a hopeful future.
感谢你，唔单止喺我哋现在有喜乐，而且系有将来系有盼望。
Father, we thank you, Lord, that we could experience what it means to know you.
天父，我哋感谢你，俾我哋能够经历系认识你系一件系乜嘢嘅事。
And we look forward to being in your glorious presence.
我哋渴求喺你荣耀嘅同在当中。
And so, Father, thank you for your goodness to us.
所以天父，我们感谢你对我们的美善。
So even while we wait, we are going to say, you are good all the time.
纵使我们继续等候的时候, 我们能够说主是继续的去美善。
Lord, we give you all the thanks and praise.
我们将一切交托在你手中感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Jesus, 赐我生命的安慰，主你是拯救，你是宽恕，是我的盾牌。抬头吧，别再被劳役，降服吧，困难都可看见。从压制里获释放，你确要彰显。住在你圣殿，我要一心一意寻求你面，我要不惜一切顺服你吩旨，尽情地献上作伴祭。我要一生一世住在你圣殿，我要一心一意寻求你面。我要不惜一切顺服你吩旨，尽情地献